Chapter 33. A small flotilla wound its way upstream, the stolen craft and four shrew logboats. Mimsy and her husband, Gulliff, who were the unofficial leaders of the shrew party, sat in the prow of the little ship with Triss and Sagax. Skerim, who had become the model of politeness and decorum because of the amounts of food their hosts were feeding him, wandered up, munching on a honey and almond turnover.
Surely decent types, these chaps. I say, ma'am, I hope we aren't putting you out of your way by having you lead us to Redwall.
Mimsy peered ahead through the sunny green lights created by overhanging trees.
Blessy, no. We was planning on going to the Abbey in the next day or two. I've got a feeling we should meet up with our chieftain, Logalog Gru. Him and some Gowsom were sailing the streams not far from Redwall. They'd be sure to call in and visit a while.
Triss sat back, savouring the pleasant morning on the rippling water with tree foliage as a canopy.
This is nice. I could go along like this forever.
Gulliff sat down beside her.
I knows the feeling, miss, but the ford that crosses the north path will be coming up soon. Won't be using the boats no more then. We'll storm away and walk south down the path to Redwall.
The squiddle maid trailed her paw in the cool stream water.
Pity. I was really getting to enjoy the waterway.
Mimsy spoke up helpfully.
Well, perhaps we could tie up just before the ford and take lunch there, whilst we wait for the back scouts to catch up.
Skerim interrupted.
Beg pardon, ma'am, but what are back scouts?
Gulliff pointed downstream.
I sent four of them to check on those vermin you said were trailing you. It ain't good sense to leave things to chance. Mimsy's right. We'll moor up short of the ford and wait for them. Don't suppose they'll have much to report. I took all the twists and turns to shake any followers off in our wake.
It was mid-afternoon by the time they moored the vessels beside a mossy bank. Kruver and Shog hauled them into a small inlet and hid them beneath shrubbery and boughs. Sagax watched the Gowsom cooks prepare a meal.
Is there any way we can lend a paw, ma'am?
Mimsy gave him a long, studious look.
What's up? Ain't our cooking good enough for you?
Skerim drew the young badger to one side and lectured him.
My good chap, keep yourself to yourself, what? We don't want to antagonise these good creatures, so mind your manners.
Sagax pulled a meaningful face at Kruver.
Listen to the pot calling the kettle black.
Triss amused the little shrews by singing them a song she had made up. They sat tapping their paws as they listened to the jolly air.
Bushes and treetops drifting by, fish gliding neath our keel. Soft and gentle breezes sigh, 'tis like a dream made real. Whirl and gurgle, eddy and flow, past Corp and Dace and Bream. Dragonflies, mayflies swooping glow, as we sail upon the stream. Cuckoos call out from the trees, bees bumble busily by, telling of golden days like these. When the sun smiles from the sky, some will pole and others row. Let each one do their best. Let the waters flow by slow. Put up your paws and rest.